This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. The number is 877-726-8255, should you care to call this hour. 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to discuss this hour. We're going to try and run through as many health stories as we can, along with your calls. We got some recorded calls from our website. You can email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, and you can also record your questions on the homepage at drhoffman.com. We'll take some of those questions in just a few moments, but I just got so much to talk about that we'll share some of these urgent dispatches from the health front with you first. This is a new study from the folks who make Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, which is, hey, full disclosure, they're one of our sponsors, but when they do a good study, you can be sure I'm going to pass it along to you. And the study was done in Israel at the Hebrew University Hadassah School of Dental Medicine, which is a prestigious center of dental studies. And, okay, we know about aged garlic extract in terms of its cardiovascular benefits, in terms of its effects on blood sugar and blood pressure, and also its immune-supportive benefits, and it even slows the progression of coronary calcification. That we know, but did you know that it has an effect against periodontal disease? And that's pretty cool because, well, even periodontal disease actually may be a contributor to cardiovascular risk, because if you have inflammation in your mouth, that inflammation can travel throughout your body. It can become systemic, and the systemic inflammation can affect your coronary blood vessels. And this is well known that gingivitis is a risk factor for heart disease. And most lately, we discovered that gingivitis is a risk factor potentially for Alzheimer's disease. Certain harmful bacteria that are harbored in gums can get into the circulation. They can cross the blood-brain barrier, create inflammatory changes in the brain, and then you're off to the races to Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative problems. So what they did in this study, 134 participants suffering from gingivitis, they were assigned to take either 2.4 grams of aged garlic extract, which is easily achievable with Kyolic Reserve, that's 600 milligrams per pill. So they would take 4 pills per day. Or they took a placebo every day for 4 months. And this was a dental school, so they went back for checkups. Inflammation and bleeding were assessed periodically throughout the study. Those taking the aged garlic extract experienced improved oral health, as evidenced by a reduction in markers of inflammation and bleeding. So, very cool study. I mean, you can actually look it up. It's a legitimate study. It's on PubMed and demonstrates the very pervasive health benefits of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. I don't go a day without taking that as part of my regimen, along with all the other pills that are rattling around inside me. I consider it an essential preventive against all manner of degenerative diseases. Okay, so this item, we're talking about things that lower cholesterol. Should you need to lower cholesterol? Because some people with high cholesterol just doesn't seem to affect them that much. So, you know, we're involved in kind of a cholesterol mania in this country. They've done a great job messaging this. Is who in this country is not worried about cholesterol? You know, if you have an IQ northwards of 70, or if you're aged 8 and older, you know about cholesterol and how bad it is and how important it is to keep your cholesterol down. And they've messaged this very effectively in a way that is not discriminating among people who may have slightly high cholesterol but don't have cardiovascular risk. Not everyone needs to lower their cholesterol. But should you need to lower your cholesterol, it's nice to know that there's something that does the job. And I'm not talking about red yeast rice as a natural supplement. Yeah, that'll lower your cholesterol. And bergamot is another one that I like for lowering cholesterol. But did you know that berberine from Golden Seal or Oregon grapefruit is pretty good at lowering cholesterol? And they just published an article in a journal called Journal of Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine. It's a legit journal because it's, as in the title, it's evidence-based, published just at the end of last year. They summarized a series of clinical trials of berberine for the treatment of hyperlipidemia, high cholesterol. And they looked at three studies which were berberine alone, 9 studies which were berberine in combination with other natural ingredients. And they discovered that, indeed, berberine could lower cholesterol. The majority of studies consistently suggest that berberine had a beneficial effect on LDL cholesterol, reducing it by 20 to 50 milligrams per deciliter. That's 20 to 50 points. Reducing triglycerides by 25 to 55 points. And berberine alone, or in combination with other supplements, provide an average LDL percent reduction of 20% to 30%. So that's pretty good, because statins boast the ability to lower LDL 30 to 50%. And that's, you have to use a fairly high dose statin to achieve that result. So they discovered the mechanism by which berberine seems to work. It seems to work in a way similar, not so much to statins, but in a way similar to some of the new powerful, expensive, injectable PCSK9 inhibitors. These are pricey drugs which decrease the breakdown of LDL and which have been shown to, you know, if necessary, really reduce cholesterol very effectively, especially in people where statins don't work. So pretty cool, because they did the research. Berberine should be part of your cholesterol-optimizing regimen if you're going the natural route. And the product that I use is something called CM Core. CM Core has berberine, I believe it has grapeseed in it as well, to promote circulation, protect the endothelial lining of the arteries and the heart. And that product is available on FullScript, made by a company called Ortho Molecular. Very cool. Berberine really does the job in terms of cardiovascular prevention. Also, and by the way, this is actually not the primary reason that we use berberine in natural medicine. It's actually mostly helpful for blood sugar control. But this secondary benefit, it seems to improve cholesterol profiles as well. It's a double whammy because, hey, people who have blood sugar problems, they mostly don't die of high blood sugar. They die of cardiovascular disease. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item has to do with the relationship between nut consumption and the risk of pancreatic cancer. Did you know that nuts can protect you from pancreatic cancer? A dread type of cancer, because we don't really have good ways of treating it. 5-year survival, pancreatic cancer, low double digits. Tree nuts, which include hazelnuts, macadamias, pecans, walnuts, cashews, pistachios, and almonds, have been associated with decreased incidence of diabetes. And so that's the clue that maybe they might be protective against pancreatic cancer. Because after all, what's the seat of diabetes? It's the pancreas. The islets of Langerhans, which produce insulin, are stressed in diabetes ultimately fail. And that suggests that the pancreas is under some form of stress or attack or inflammation. And so they studied 75,680 women who participated in the Nurses' Health Study. They recorded their diets. And what they discovered is that women who ate 1 ounce of tree nuts two or more times a week had a 35% lower risk of developing pancreatic cancer compared to the women who largely abstained from nuts. So this also, you know, so, well, yeah, the women who eat, you know, they're just healthier overall because healthy people eat nuts and unhealthy people don't eat nuts. So, you know, that explains expected pancreatic cancer risk factors such as overweight, diabetes, low physical activity, smoking, eating lots of red meat, or low consumption of fruits and vegetables. They matched these women and they just looked at whether they consumed tree nuts two or more times a week. By the way, tree nuts, you didn't see peanuts among these because peanuts are, yeah, you call them nuts, but they're actually legumes. Peanuts not included. Not necessarily bad for the pancreas, but not in this study offering protective effects. Incidentally, the researchers found that the nut eaters, although nuts are pretty caloric, right? Somebody says, oh, I don't eat nuts because they too many calories. Researchers also found that the nut eaters tended to weigh less than their nut eschewing cohorts. So don't eschew nuts, chew nuts, according to the study for pancreatic cancer prevention. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions. We'll take some of your calls and questions in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number 877-726-8255. And taking advantage of the fact that we're open this weekend is Marianne from New Jersey. How are you doing, Marianne?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. I appreciate you being there as usual for us. I spoke to you a couple of months ago in reference to a concussion, and I don't know if I mentioned the age. I'm in the 70-year-old range. Mm-hmm. Had a concussion, had an MRI, also been in the past a vertigo migraine patient. So this concussion has threw me for a little bit of a loop. I've been functioning.
You're already susceptible to stuff, and it's possible that the concussion kind of amped up your susceptibility to migraines and dizziness. It's a little hard to distinguish because you said, I was perfectly fine until I hit my head, and now I have all kinds of problems. I said, well, it's all due to the concussion, but actually your problems predate the concussion a little bit. So anyway, how are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there. What I'm finding is, and I'm going to a physical therapist for a couple of months also for this.
It's something called vestibular rehabilitation, you know, which is helpful. Yeah, vestibular rehab actually was invented by Dr. Ronald Hoffman, but not me. He's a famous ENT doctor who here in Manhattan, and we sometimes get confused because sometimes they say, your Mercedes is repaired. And I go, no, I don't have one. Thank you very much. So then I tell him to call the other Dr. Hoffman. Anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, and it's been confusing for me because certain days I feel okay. I'm back to doing some of my exercise classes, not dancing. They forbid me for dancing. I used to be a jogger. I used to be an exercise person. I have limited a lot of it, and now I'm trying to get back into it. But I find if I do anything extra, including extra housework after I do a class, it's like, okay, hours later in the evening, the next day, my head.
Well, that could work, you know, because then you can get a doctor's notes excusing you from housework, and you can show that to your husband, or, you know, then I don't have to do anything. Okay, so let me just talk about, your situation is a little complicated by virtue of the fact that you've had prior migraines and prior vertigo, and then it got worse due to the head trauma. But, you know, let's talk about recovery from head trauma. And it's a big problem in the military, too, because, you know, we have these guys coming back, you know, who got hit in the head. You know, people can get head injuries even outside the combat zone. And certainly athletes have that. High school, college, professional athletes have a lot of head injuries. And, you know, we just see the concussion protocol all the time in football. You know, they say, well, you know, can you play, or are you going to have to sit on the sidelines until that concussion resolves? Or like a baseball player will go long to catch a ball, collide with the left field wall, and then be out for, you know, half the season because of chronic headaches and dizziness and double vision. So what hastens the resolution of that? Well, high-dose fish oil, number one. And this we learned from Dr. Michael Lewis. Dr. Michael Lewis is a pioneer in dealing with concussions in the military, and he has developed a concussion protocol, which you can find. Just Google Dr. Michael Lewis concussion protocol. It involves high-dose fish oil, but it has to be initiated right after the injury. You know, if it's like months or years later, it's less effective. The other thing that can be effective, and this is something he's really into these days, is CBD. Cannabidiol. And, you know, we often speak to the folks from CB Sciences here on this program. We've done podcasts with them. They're one of our great sponsors. They're the biggest and most responsible manufacturer of CBD products in the country. And you can be sure that their products are, you know, clean and without contaminants and of adequate potency. And CBD can be very helpful for resolving post-concussion syndrome. It seems to have, in addition to just making you relax, with anti-anxiety effects, seems to have anti-inflammatory effects directly on the brain. And there may be a little bit of an inflammation that can occur after concussion, and that's what the fish oil and the CBD help. So more than that, I can't suggest without actually, you know, specifically going over your case and seeing what it is that triggers your dizziness and migraines to begin with, because it may not just all be all about the head injury. There may be more to it than that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. For Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CB Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic aged garlic extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic aged garlic extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Here's another reason why you should exercise. Take your microbiome for a jog, because it'll improve if you bounce it around. According to new research, exercise might improve health by increasing gut bacterial diversity. And that's really interesting, because what about exercise has to do with your gastrointestinal tract? Other than, well, maybe you could experience some GI distress from your exercise. That's a possibility, too. But according to a study, folks who exercise regularly, and it doesn't have to be jogging, it's just exercise in general, exercise at a sufficiently high intensity to improve cardiorespiratory fitness may support health through not just circulatory benefits, but through favorable changes in the gut microbes. So they did these experiments. They looked at people pre and post exercise. They performed a graded exercise test to assess people's cardiorespiratory fitness, and then they assigned them exercise programs. And then they looked at their stool before and after they undertook the exercise programs. And what they found is that participants who had higher cardiorespiratory fitness had significantly greater gut microbiota diversity. And diversity, you know, just like in culture, diversity in your gut is a good thing. You know, just like diversity at the Oscars, you know, the upcoming Oscars, are going to be the diversity Oscars? Well, they say that when it comes to the microbiome, diversity is a good thing. You don't want to have just a narrow spectrum of bugs in your gastrointestinal tract. You want to have a very, very flourishing ecosystem of many diverse organisms. And exercise seems to support that, even if you don't change your diet. So that's interesting. On another front, let's say you experience stomach issues. We broadly refer to the stomach when we're talking about the gut, the intestine. So runners in particular can be susceptible to symptoms like irritable bowel syndrome. You know, you try to, you know, go a mile or two and you got to go. And that's not good. That kind of interferes with your running endurance and the distance you're able to achieve. So they did a trial of something called the low FODMAP diet. And this appears in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. They involved a group of healthy recreational exercisers. And what they found is that after completing surveys at the beginning and the end of each eating plan, the research found that 69% of those following a low FODMAP diet experienced an improvement in symptoms and said they were able to exercise more frequently and at a higher intensity without gastrointestinal distress. So, you know, it's like a pointer. I mean, I work with a lot of athletes, you know, mostly amateur, but some professional athletes. And, you know, when you're an athlete, you think, well, I can eat whatever I want because I'm burning off calories. So just, you know, go to IHOP and get a big stack of pancakes, pour maple syrup on the stack of pancakes, eat a bunch of fruit, drink some orange juice, and boy, you're going to have a major case of intestinal bloating. Don't try this and then try and run 10K, because you're going to experience some GI distress. And the low FODMAP diet is precisely designed to address the bacterial overgrowth that can cause GI symptoms. So less fermentation in the gut, less GI symptoms, and you're going to feel all right. All right, let's mention this offer once again, a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. I don't want to get the word out. The Ultimate HA Joint Formula is now available to you on a trial basis for just $9. Ultimate HA7 features the joint boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid, or HA. And HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, because, you know, you put an HA into your joints. Well, how does it know just to go to your joints? It also goes to your skin. And the hydrating effects, the plumping effects, make you look better. There's actually a study that shows that HA may help to improve the appearance and reduce the susceptibility to wrinkles. So just a few capsules a day and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. The number to call for this offer is 800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, which is a considerable savings from the list price. And you also get free shipping. So call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 800-983-1154. And this is a trial offer, so get in on it before it disappears. 800-983-1154 for Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula. All right, let's take a call now from Marlene in Connecticut. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, after listening to you.
You're already better just by listening, right?
No, I actually was a patient of yours.
Oh, okay.
Coincidentally, when you were talking about the yeast connection,
yep,
you cured me of three things that three different doctors rolled their eyes about when I told them. And you successfully eliminated all three issues I had.
Well, tell me about those three things. We'll take some time to
okay
go through it. Yeah.
All right. First, I was so bloated, I looked like I was 5 months pregnant. I told the doctor, I feel like the food is fermenting in my stomach. He rolled his eyes.
Right.
And then I went to a doctor because I couldn't breathe through my nose. It was constantly stuffed. He said, you have swollen turbinates. I can operate and take them out. I said,
right. You'll do a Roto-Rooter on your nasal passages.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I don't know what they were doing with that. But actually, for the bloating, they x-rayed me or whatever. They thought I may have had ovarian cancer.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's always worst-case scenario first. And you've
right
got to make sure
so
that
that's
you don't,
what
yeah
I got. Right. And I said, yeah, no. And I heard you talk about the yeast connection. I went to the library, took out the book, looked at all the symptoms I had, and they were mentioned in the book. So that's when I made an appointment with you, and you cured me in 3 months of all three things.
Well, that's great to hear. So,
and that was 20 years ago.
So let's bring us up to date. What's going on with you in 2019 now?
Well, I'm fine. I've never had a return of those issues because I've modified my diet with the things that I was intolerant to, thanks to you. But my question for today is,
yep,
is it best to take probiotics with food or between meals, and should they usually be refrigerated?
Okay, well, you've hit upon, you know, some of the central controversies around probiotics, and they remain controversies because, I mean, if you look at different products, some products will say take with meals, other products will say take away from meals. Some products say it's fine to keep them out. For Dr. Ahir is one of the products that we talk about here in this program. You could keep it out because it's going to remain stable without refrigeration. Other products require refrigeration to stay viable. So when it comes to, there's two theories about the timing of taking probiotics. One theory is that probiotics work better when they're not mixed with food, because the food interferes somehow with their absorption. And like with certain medications, they take it away from food. Or when you take amino acids, they want you to take them away from food because the food could interfere. But I believe that actually probiotics work best with food, because when you take them with food, the food protects them from the effects of stomach acid. I mean, yes, the food does get acidified as it passes through the stomach, but at least the presence of the food will buffer the acidity and make it less likely that your stomach acid will destroy the bacteria in the probiotic. You know, ultimately then, as the food is digested, the probiotics then can feed on the prebiotics in the food. You know, there's something for the bacteria to survive off of. So I guess generally, it's okay to take probiotics with food. But again, this hasn't been, this is not rocket science yet. It hasn't been worked out with perfect scientific accuracy as to the precise timing. And it may be different strokes for different folks and different approaches, different timing for different types of probiotics. Certain probiotics may be better sequestered away from food, and certain probiotics may be better with food. I'm sorry to give you a kind of a wishy-washy answer, but I read about this all the time, and my eyes glaze over. It's like, well, this one says that, and this one says this, and the other one says that, and the controversy hasn't been resolved. So I think these are continuing controversies. Nevertheless, you're better, right? And what type of diet do you follow?
Well, I basically follow protein. I eliminate as many carbs as possible.
Do you find you get worse when you have like some birthday cake, or, you know, go off the deep end a little bit? Maybe you go on vacation, or you have like, you know, some kind of sugary beverage.
I'm fine with that because I do it in moderation.
Okay, fine. And that's the way to go. And that's great because you turned the corner on this. And so maybe at first you had to be very strict, you know, because we usually insist on people really complying, like 100%. And then over the years, they kind of learn, you know, how far they can go, how far they can depart from the initial very restrictive diet to continue to stay well. So it's livable. It's not like you're in some kind of painting yourself into a corner with a highly restricted diet. You still have a little bit of leeway, and you still have gotten on top of the problem. So I thank you for sharing. It's a useful example of what can be done with a nutritional intervention that unfortunately, most conventional doctors would poo-poo. I mean, look, I'm not here to malign my colleagues to do marvelous, miraculous things with high-tech medical interventions and amazing diagnostics. But when it comes to these everyday problems, you know, sometimes shrug, roll their eyes, dismiss it, you know, hysterical females and so on. This type of intervention can change a person's life, literally, as it did for you. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it, Marlene. All the best to you. And, you know, you're due for a follow-up. It's been 20 years. I'm just kidding. It's good you're doing well on your own. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're going to take one of those recorded calls. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on our homepage, and you will be prompted to ask a question, as did Sharon. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I was wondering if you had an opinion about a supplement that I came across called Monolaurin. It's supposed to treat fungal infections and viruses, as well as help with stomach issues. I was wondering if you can share information about it. Thanks.
Okay. Monolaurin is a concentrated something called lauric acid, which is a short-chain fatty acid that has antifungal, antibacterial, and potentially antiviral potential. So it's been around for a long time. It's been around since at least the 90s, perhaps the 80s. And it's, you know, for people who think they have some sort of viral infection or some sort of yeast overgrowth, perhaps small intestine bacterial overgrowth can be treated with monolaurin. But, you know, I have to say that I'm not using that much of that these days. I tend to suggest if you're looking for the helpful properties of short-chain fatty acids that you take kind of a full-spectrum provider of short-chain fatty acids, like lauric acid, but also capric acid. And that would be coconut oil. Coconut oil or even MCT oil. These have a spectrum of those helpful short-chain fatty acids that may work in a variety of ways to reduce inflammation, help heal the gut, suppress harmful organisms like bacteria, fungus, and viruses, and overall may have a good effect, you know, even on the brain. There's some suggestion that coconut oil may be neuroprotective. So that's my take on monolaurin. You know, it's a product that I seldom use. I think it was an interesting proposition. The studies have not been that robust on monolaurin since they first came out in, you know, the past century, you know, in the 20th century. Remember the 20th century? Yeah, it wasn't too far back. I haven't seen a lot of new stuff suggesting that monolaurin was exceedingly helpful for things like cytomegalovirus, HIV, Epstein-Barr virus, herpes virus, some of the viruses that we try to combat with natural products. So there you have it. That's what I think. Thank you for that question. And let's talk about something that we add willy-nilly to consumer products, ostensibly to protect us, and that is triclosan. Triclosan's a lot of mouthwash, toothpaste. It's an antibacterial chemical, and it's a lot of hand lotions and antibacterial hand wipes. It's also even in toys. And the problem is that, you know, kids chew on toys. So we say, well, that's a dirty toy. I don't want my kid to get bacteria from the toy. So we'll put a little triclosan in the toy, the little plastic toy that the kid's going to gnaw on. So there's a disturbing new piece of research from Washington University in St. Louis that finds that a chemical that's supposed to kill bacteria is actually making them stronger. What a surprise. I mean, virtually everything we've thrown at bacteria, the bacteria learn to resist. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that applies to bacteria as well as people. And so what they discovered is that this is in a journal called Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. They found that triclosan exposure may inadvertently drive bacteria into a state in which they're able to tolerate normally lethal concentrations of antibiotics. In other words, it makes it harder for the antibiotics to work. It gets, I guess it acts like something to amp up the bacteria to mount a defense, not just against triclosan, because triclosan is perceived as a threat, but also to other common antibiotics. So triclosan is a lot of consumer soaps. It's in a lot of other products. They even found that it's a mouse study that suggests that triclosan, which, by the way, is concentrated in the urine, it's in your bladder. You know, those of us who are exposed to triclosan, and most of us are, you know, if you did a population survey, you'd probably find 70% of people had detectable amounts of triclosan in their bloodstream or in their urine. It makes it more likely that if you get a urinary tract infection, that you could throw a bunch of antibiotics at it and you will no longer respond. So, you know, this is just the law of unintended consequences, because we mounted this war, this jihad against germs with all kinds of antibacterial substances, and we want to sterilize our environments. And the net result is it's making us sicker, and it's even making the antibiotics we use less effective. This item has to do with active surveillance for prostate cancer. You know, talk about prostate cancer. So, well, what do we do? To either get surgery or get radiation, knock out the cancer. But it turns out that there's something called active surveillance for early prostate cancer, which seems to work out just fine. And it avoids the problems associated with surgery and radiation, such as incontinence and impotence. And it's catching on. Active surveillance for low-risk prostate cancer, which involves foregoing immediate treatment, has increased threefold since these conservative management guidelines were issued by the folks in charge of these guidelines, the urologists. The practice of active surveillance or watchful waiting increased from 14% to 42%, and more people are opting for conservative management of not just prostate cancer, but early breast cancer with lifestyle change, the right kind of diet, exercise, and nutritional support. And that's something that I heartily endorse because prostate cancer surgery treatments often leave people and men with problems. Thanks for joining us. Want to learn more about Intelligent Medicine? Go to drhoffman.com and download our podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. Become a more informed listener to this program. Have a great weekend. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.